Hey, this is Bold and Brash, and this is our first episode, so welcome and thank you for joining us.
And it's the first time I can make the joke, more like belongs in the trash.
Wow, so original. We're not funny. The best, honestly. The only podcast you should listen to is this one, because it's the top tier of comedy.
I would actually suggest you run now. Okay, I think the first thing we need to address is how this came to be.
Or our names.
No. The name of this, Bold and Brash.
Bold and Brash.
How did this happen?
We're both the worst and the best.
Oh. Yeah.
Like, come on, who hasn't seen every episode of SpongeBob, except for the newer ones?
And if you don't get the joke, you don't belong here. Yeah, at the end of the day.
I'll gatekeep you. Get off.
If you're not a SpongeBob stan, leave.
We don't want you. Also, why would you click on this if you weren't a SpongeBob stan?
Well, this isn't about SpongeBob.
Shh.
Okay, sure. Names.
So, I'm Elle.
I'm Alex.
So,
I just realized welcome. We both start with an L. Not like the first letter, but almost. The second one.
Yeah.
L and Al.
L and Al.
Except don't call me Al.
Yeah, no. No, so L and Alex.
I can only think Al now. I'm just Alan.
Yeah. And we're a couple of college students that are bored and are gonna just scream at you.
Yeah, just from our kitchen table. Yeah, trying to survive. This is not fun.
This is how we're gonna get through the last 2 years of college, huh?
Yeah, this will be a coping mechanism.
Oh, definitely,
Did I fail my test? You guys will know.
Oh, yeah. And you'll know every single question she got wrong as well.
Yeah, I'll list them in numerical order and then list the correct answers. This will be how you cheat on tests.
This is a really inefficient way for you to cheat on tests.
I won't tell you what class it's for, though. Okay. Do you want to go too personal? Your notes say too personal. So yeah. What's too personal for you?
I have terrible acne. I have terrible acne. I'm the most awkward person you'll ever meet. And I'll just make you uncomfortable, which is why you're here, right? You want to be uncomfortable. It's why you clicked on the painting. Come on.
Yeah. I lost my gender to the nth dimension.
Oh, yeah.
It's gone.
Yeah, it got yeeted out the window.
I think it's like a sock. It's in the laundry somewhere. I just haven't found it.
Oh, no.
It's probably in the filter of our dryer that's broken. Because the filter in our dryer is broken.
Well, speaking of which. It's clogged.
Yeah. No, it's broke. Well. It broke. I didn't do it. Okay, I don't have terrible acne on that acne trend.
Oh, yeah?
Which sucks.
Thanks. I'm sure I look great, though.
You actually look fine right
I know.
Now.
Yeah,
your
no.
skin is A+ right now.
Thanks, I'm wearing makeup.
Oh, are you?
Barely.
I can't tell.
Thanks.
I'm playing with a thing of tweezers, so if you guys hear any, like, that, it's me. ASMR now.
Oh, get it away.
Sounds nice.
I'm being assaulted with a pair of tweezers.
It sounds nice. This is what I'm fiddling with. Yeah, I'm an education major, so if I fail any of my classes, you'll know that.
Just in case you guys are also education majors.
Any future teachers out there, yeet! I hope you're not listening to this. I hope you're actually studying.
Yeet! They scream back.
Yeet! From the distance. A horde of teachers come running through the forests. They have heard the call.
And if any of you are, like, English majors and or psych minors, you can side with me and win the war against these teachers. Like, who likes kids?
I'm literally going to be teaching English. I'm on your side.
Yeah, okay.
I'm on your side. I'm learning both psychology and English to teach it to the children.
Yeah.
I'm on your side.
Filthy, filthy teacher.
The government hates us enough. We don't need you against me.
I'm the government. Have you ever seen Bernie Sanders? If you zoom in really close on that picture, it's just my face.
Bernie. I thought you said Bernie Sanders, like the birds work for the bourgeoisie, but it's just Bernie Sanders.
Just Bernie Sanders, but if you like take off the mask, it's a bird.
Bernie Sanders works for the bourgeoisie. I hate that. I'm gonna have to draw that later. Speaking of which... I've just realized that this is a great idea. I'm going to animate these.
The whole thing?
Yes, absolutely. In, like, snippets of pictures.
All right, do you want to plug anything on while you're doing that, then?
Oh, yeah.
For anyone to find that?
Sure.
We have things to plug, kind of.
I have a Twitter. I'll probably be posting all of the art on Twitter, then, which is double-sided star, all one word. So, I would spell that, but I'm not the English major.
Hell yeah. And if you're looking for the better one's Twitter, which honestly isn't very true.
No, it's but. Not. It's not true. I'm better by far.
You can find me at PeculiarBunny13.
That was like Ghost or something.
Well, that's not the at. Oh. My at is PeculiarBunny13, and that is how it will stay until I die.
Mine is double-sided star, which is also where you can find me anywhere else. Catch my YouTube channel. Please ignore it at all costs.
Oh, yeah, and if anyone wants to die, I'm on Wattpad.
Oh, I'm not plugging my Wattpad.
Well, that's where I post all of my writing.
Yeah.
So, like, and I write. So, like, if you, like, want that, you can find it, I promise.
What's the other thing you post your writing on?
Quotev, but the Wattpad's a lot more popular. Yeah, also, if you find my Twitter, you can probably find those other two things.
Yeah. They'll be I think my name might be the same on Wattpad as well, but for the love of God, please avoid it. If you have anything holy in your life, leave. Please.
I post my stuff on Wattpad because that's where the biggest audience is, so go ahead and find me.
I think I just recently hit 70,000 reads on my Andley fanfic.
Oh my god, I think I have, like, just the tiniest fraction of that in total.
Yeah, I'm like, number 3 in hashtag Andley, which is terrifying. For any of my viewers who don't know, or viewers, watchers, listeners.
There's listeners. The word. For any listeners.
For any of the listeners out there, Andley, A-N-D-L-E-Y.
For any of those, what are you, what? BXB loving folks?
What?
BXB, boy and boy.
True. I thought you were trying to do the band, which is B-V-B.
Oh, no, it's BXB. For,
yeah, no, like, I was stuff thinking like band. Andley stands for Ashley and Andy, which are two members of a very emo group, Black Veil Brides. So I was an angsty teenager. I think we've all been there. I
am an angsty adult.
I'm still in my phase. But yeah, that's just who I am. You have to accept that. But
hell yeah.
Oh, that was such a good noise. Sorry. I'm enjoying this too much. All right. So, as our first quote-unquote episode, what shall this be about? Friend.
Well, it was kind of just about us, plus this page of most likely two questions.
Yes, that's what I'm staring at. She has this just up, and it's 15 interesting, two questions.
What's that?
50. 50. I'm dyslexic. I'm not actually dyslexic.
There's not even a one in there. I don't know how you get that.
I'm not dyslexic. I'm just an idiot. 50 interesting, most likely two questions.
Yeah. And to be honest, like, me and you aren't very good at just, like, talking about ourselves in general. So, like, this is gonna be a good intro for you guys to, I don't know us-ish more.
Yeah.
Because we're
strangers.
You
wanna get to know some people you don't know? Here you go.
Yeah. And, like, I don't know you guys, and you guys don't know me. So, like, let's do this, right?
Yes. And since you mentioned we don't know them, we should find a way to let them answer these questions sometime. Hmm. That would be amusing. Can you comment on a podcast?
Not on this.
Interesting.
Sorry, guys. If you animate them and post them, yes, they could comment there.
Okay, well, if you're seeing this as an animation on Twitter, answer your favorite question down below.
Yeah. And or tell us which one you think we're wrong about.
True. Make your assumptions about us right now. Quick, start assuming.
We'll do the assumptions tag right now.
Yeah, the assumptions tag. Let's get one assumption out of the way. You don't have to worry about this, but I do. I have a gender that's not yours, by the way. It's they. So everybody knows. I'm going to sound pretentious about that, but yeah.
Oh, what better of a place to sound pretentious than on an, what do you call,
an all about me podcast?
Yeah. Vocally shouting at strangers on the internet.
Yeah, I'm just gonna vocally shout.
Listen up here, buckos. This gal's got something to say. Take it away.
I'm not a gal. I'm a pal. I'm a pal.
You're a groupie.
I'm a groupie. No. I'm a non-binary, so leave it at them. And that's a she over there. You have a she. You're a she.
It was really weird for me to look at you in the face and hear you say, that's a she over there. And I was like, where?
Yes, in the kitchen. Over there. Can you see her? She's running.
Yeah, so Alex is a they, Elle is a she. And let's get into some flipping questions. I don't know if I should swear or not. I don't know if I should.
I don't think this is going to stay PG very long.
I don't think I can. I'm not actually sure. Because, I don't know if there's any restrictions on me from doing that.
I don't know.
I've been trying not to.
I don't think I can physically stay PG for any extended period of time.
Yeah, so we'll try not to, because I don't know what I can and can't do.
I'll bleep if we do something, say something really bad.
Yeah, but okay. I'm a sailor, so, good luck saddling me in.
Oh, boy. I work with children, I know how to do this.
I'm gonna do something really bad, hang on.
Oh. Let me fill you in. We're sick, both of us. Oh. Welcome to the campus cold. It's the first week of school, and we're both very sick.
Yeah, I have a frog in my throat, so I might need to just shout into the nearest corner every once in a while.
That's going to be a fun to animate.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just going to draw you spitting up a frog.
All right, do you want to get into some questions?
You read the first one, and we'll take turns.
Okay, so, and we don't have to do all of them, because some of them are boring, but most of them are good.
Okay.
I tried to pick a good one.
So this is who's most likely to. So these questions are not like yes or no's. You have to decide who in the group is more likely to do the thing listed.
And by group, there's only two of us, so let's try.
Yes, two of us and the ghost.
Oh. Kevin.
But we're not going to include Kevin.
Yeah, catch Kevin him can in a later sit in the episode. Corner.
You can sit on that window he marked.
Oh my god. That's for a different podcast.
Yeah, that's a stone for a different throw. But
alright, so.
Oh, I already know. Alright, go ahead.
Oh, you want me to do one?
Yeah, read the first one.
Oh, the very first one?
Sure.
Who is most likely to have the most children?
Oh, I didn't even finish reading that. To have the most children.
Yes.
I still am gonna have to assume it's me.
Oh.
I don't plan to physically have said children.
Really?
Yeah.
Me too. Hi.
Neither of us plan to birth.
Immediately start shaking hands. But I was thinking me.
Really?
Yeah.
How many kids do you plan to have?
Well, here's my thought process. Right? Okay, so you're going to be a teacher. So obviously children come along with that. And you have some kids that you want to have in your family in the future. And you understand that. But my... So far as I'm thinking in my head, my retirement plans is to have a foster home.
True.
Which is why that popped into my head. And having students versus having a foster home is a little bit more...
But I do plan to adopt.
Me too.
But I guess if you have a whole foster home, do you technically count as the guardian of all of those?
I mean, at the time that you have them, yes.
Oh, then it's definitely going to be you.
Heck yeah, man.
All right, you win, children. Also, I need to correct myself. I didn't mean to say how many you own. You don't own children. Please don't.
Weirdly enough, did not even catch it.
I did as soon as I said it, but... Oops.
Alright.
Alright, who's the most likely to get recognized by the Guinness World Record? It doesn't specify for what.
Oh, but I'm thinking you.
What am I gonna do? What record am I gonna break?
Well, here's the thing. I don't have one on the top of my head, but you're the weirdest person I know.
I'm gonna break a record that nobody knows even exists, which has been a dream of mine since I was, a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
I own all of the Guinness World Record books, the 2016, 17, 18, and 19, I think. I own, all of them. And I always wanted to, break one of the records that nobody knew existed. I don't know. There's so many weird ones. I can't even think of one. Most amount of light bulbs smashed with a foot. I don't know.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I'm going to break a world record for that. Not specifically light bulbs. Most amount of people pissed off at once.
And it's just you 20 times. It's
just me really upset. That's gonna be the world record I break. How many people can you upset with a single sentence?
Oh, yeah.
I could win that easily.
Definitely.
Although your sentences are often
I have
upsetting.
Less of a... Yeah. I'm kind of unsettling by nature.
Yeah, I guess. Like a cryptid. You're just cryptid.
All the time. You'll never see me. I don't exist in the physical plane of reality.
Yeah, we've all agreed that she's actually a group hallucination. She doesn't really exist.
It's kind of just because I vanish and reappear at random points just around people.
Oh, yeah. I have someone in my family who does that.
Oh, yeah.
The one who I was going to try and make you fix your car.
Yeah.
Except I don't know where he is because he lives in a tent in his mom's backyard.
What a mystery.
Shout out to Mystery Man.
All right. As soon as you say that, I think Mystery Guitar Man, and shout out Mystery Guitar Man.
Yes, shout out to that guy.
Alright, who is most likely to get away with murder?
Hands down you, sorry.
Honestly, I'll take it, I'm sure
you would. That's a compliment to you, but it is just you. You scare me sometimes.
I scare many people all the time.
Before we started this podcast, we were specifically talking about people are trying to find you.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
That's not because I'm scary. That's the other people being terrifying.
But what happens if they find you?
Well, then I have to fight them back.
Exactly. So if you ever come home and you're like, hey, I need help hiding a body, I won't be surprised.
You know what? Okay. It was in self-defense.
No. You don't tell people that.
Just like, because like, you know, there's a little bit like, ooh. Who knows what could happen? Oh, I need to cover my back. Who knows?
Please don't murder anyone.
I won't. For the foreseeable future, that isn't on my 5-year plan.
I have a 10-year plan. Minivan, a house with a backyard, getting away with murder. Oh, okay. All right, what's next?
I don't know. You have to read it. Yeah.
Who is most likely to sneak out on a girl's trip to flirt with a total stranger?
Oh, it could be either of us. Oh, wow.
Really? Yeah, shut the hell up. It's her.
I'll raise my hand in solidarity.
Yeah, I don't... Yeah, no thanks. Sneak out on a girl's trip
done that.
To flirt with a total stranger. I've done that before.
Yeah.
You would ditch anybody for a man. You actively have ditched people for men.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't fly.
Would do it again in a heartbeat.
10 out of 10, would ditch again. No, I don't care about, like, relationships that much, so no thanks.
I don't know, have you ever just seen a guy?
No. Ever. I'm blind. I've never seen a man in my life. What do they look like? I've never heard of one.
Well, it's, kind of like 50-50. They're either great or they're not.
Yeah, see, I also don't care because I'm ace to anybody who knows what that is. So, I just don't care.
Yeah.
I'd rather hang out with my friends.
Yeah, but, like, I'm, like, demi-romantic, but still, males have caught my interest
all the time. I'm way more interested in the females. They're cuter. Way cuter. Nicer butts.
Yeah, I'm as enthusiastic as you are, but about the different gender. That one over there.
See, I like all the genders, but, like, girls?
Mm. Yeah, me. But with guys.
Me, but with men. Yeah, no, I have no interest in... Also, to flirt with a total stranger. I would never flirt with a stranger. I think that's uncomfortable. Unless I could get something out of him.
I mean, I wouldn't... Okay, yeah. But, like... I don't know. I would feel weird about initiating it without understanding that there was, like, a vibe there initially. You know, like, I'm not just gonna approach someone who I've never even made eye contact with and be like, sir!
Sir! Quick, flirt with me. I've flirted with a guy to get him to help protect me at a concert. The first time I was at Warped Tour, I just found the nearest tall man, batted my eyelashes a couple times, and he protected me for the rest of the day. So when people were crowd surfing, since he was taller than me, they landed on him, not me, and I could just enjoy the music.
Yeah, I know I've done that. I don't have any specific things, but, like, you know, flirting with someone to get, like, not even, like, a thing, but, like you said, like, some form of protection.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've done that.
Like, just make a guy like you so he doesn't murder you. Like, you know.
Or, no, I've made...
Sorry.
I avoid those at all costs, but, like, make a guy kind of like you to protect you from somebody, you know? Yeah. Like, this guy's creepy. I need some sort of
barrier
that's also a human.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did that in high school.
Mm-hmm,
me too. I was friends with all the senior boys so that they would protect me.
Same. I was always friends with a bunch of seniors so that they could help me.
Yeah.
Pro tip for high schoolers.
Make friends with the big scary seniors, and if the boys like you, they'll protect you.
Yeah.
Just or don't ever go to their house.
Yeah, if anyone tries to start anything with you, be like, I know the most popular person that's a senior, and they're gonna...
Beat you up
after school.
I also had a really great relationship in high school that wasn't actually a relationship, but it was like a symbiotic relationship where he would come over, one of the seniors would come over, and I would do his math homework, and he would buy me pizza. So I got free pizza out of that.
That's so nice.
It was awesome. It was, yeah, it was...
Yeah, I'm sure I know who it is, but like...
You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Great time. Okay.
All right, I don't think that this one's going to get an answer, so I want to move on.
Oh, yeah, that's a cheating question. None of us would cheat,
yeah,
so.
No, anyways, that's not.
Next.
Who's most likely to get upset for the most stupid reasons?
We both are incredibly irritable at all times.
Yeah, and oh my god.
Like, we're every both on time, very different levels.
Every single time that I hear the words at all times, I have the uncontrollable urge to say, live by the Girl Scout law.
Oh my god, why?
Conditioning. I don't know.
Mental conditioning.
At all times, live by the Girl Scout law.
That is literal mental torture.
I know, right? I just had the urge to say it, and I had to fight it so hard.
I hate that. I'm so sorry.
Stupid reasons.
You get really irritated over dumb things, but you do dumb things more than you get irritated by them. And I'm always irritated by your dumb things. Quick story time. I once almost kicked Elle out of my house because she wouldn't stop playing the Luigi noises on repeat in my house.
Wow.
Yeah, just that constantly. And she wouldn't stop. And I put headphones in and I could still hear it. So I left my own house. I was so upset.
Oh, by the way, side thing. If you guys go to Kotev, there's a quiz on there where you can date Waluigi. And you like have to see if you get like the good ending or the bad ending. And I love doing it.
Is that what you've been doing?
Well, I haven't done it in like years. But like I used to do it a lot in high school. And it's like, it's literally like three questions. Like it's not even long.
Oh.
But like, I enjoy it.
Maybe I'll take that quiz.
There's
sometime.
Some ambiance in there.
Because I know you were saying you got a bad ending to one of your games recently. I don't know which one.
Oh,
wasn't that Arcana
it was like,
thing?
No, it was like a... Like, I'm not even... I've literally not even played that much of it. It's called like Abnormal Me or Abnormal Friends or something like that.
I don't
know.
Don't plug it.
I don't know. You know, when you just play like... five different interactive novels at one time, and that's all the games that you have on your phone?
Yeah.
That's where
I was
I'm
playing,
at.
What was it, The Bad Boys or something like that? It's like a zombie apocalypse dating simulator. It's very cute.
Ooh.
Except I'm currently waiting because I don't have enough gems to save the boy I like right now.
Oh, poor.
He's behind a door and there's a bunch of zombies and I'm really stressed about it.
Oh, wait, we didn't answer the question.
Oh. I think it's me. I think I would be more upset for stupid reasons.
So you get upset for those reasons, and I just make the stupid things.
Yeah, you're just the reason I'm upset.
You're
the stupid reason I'm upset.
How fun.
What a symbiotic relationship. All right, do I read the next one?
If you want, yeah.
Oh, I already have the answer. That's easy.
Yeah, obviously.
Who's most likely to go for a trans surgery, like a transgender surgery? Me. Being technically under the gender term of transgender.
Oh, you know what? I just had a thought.
Oh, actually.
Hang on.
I also had a thought.
So,
one
like,
at a time.
In my head, I was like, but you wouldn't really change, like, much. I was like, well, what would you get your surgery to? And then I realized that if you were to do that, you would do your chesticles.
Cue me pointing directly at the mounds on my chest.
Having
breasts. I hate them. I don't care what you call them. Boobs, tits, titteroos, whatever. I hate them.
I mean, I just refer to them as chesticles.
Chesticles.
So like,
yeah. No, I own multiple
binders.
I always cosplay as a man. Even though I'm non-binary, I would rather not have tits. I hate them. I want to remove them. So I would... I actually was thinking about it earlier today. Because one of the people I follow on social media just got top surgery.
Ooh.
Props to him. So proud. But I would love to get top surgery. I absolutely would. If it didn't cost more than I'm worth as a human being.
Would you get Like, okay, and obviously, like, it's not like you're gonna go in tomorrow or whatever, but, like, would you get, like, completely top surgery, or would you get a breast reduction?
So, I always wanted a breast reduction as soon as, what, sophomore year hit? Because that's when I went from being about a B to a triple D, which is what I'm suffering with now. But I always wanted a chest reduction because I didn't think it was an option for me to get a complete chest removal because I wasn't a trans guy, so, like, I can't get top surgery. I can't completely have nothing there. I'm not a trans man. But being non-binary means I don't owe anybody androgyny, which is something I'm still learning. So, like, I don't have to look female or male. I can look like a girl in a dress and just not have boobs, which would be great. And then I wouldn't have to wear a shirt. Like, if I went swimming or went outside and it was hot, I could just be shirtless. Like, it's a dream. It's an actual dream come true. So, that is my answer to that question. If I could remove my boobs in total, just pop them off, I would. Hands down. Like,
hang them up on the wall,
get rid of them. Do it tomorrow. I would, somebody pay for my top surgery. What is those? Patreon? Catch my Patreon?
No, I think it's not, that's not a Patreon because you have to give something back.
Oh.
I think that's more of a GoFundMe.
You can get my tits.
Oh, that's I the think Patreon. It's more of a GoFundMe.
It's a Patreon. Pay for my top surgery and you can have my boobs.
Two people are going to have to fund that, and some people are going to need their money back. Also, I need to go throw up a frog into the corner, so give me, like, 2 seconds.
Catch animation of a frog. Okay. Wow. No,
I'm sorry, actually, I don't know how to hold physical objects, so.
She has this tendency to drop things. She has this, like, dropping issue. If you hand her something and she's startled, she drops whatever she's holding.
It's a reflex, and I can't
control it. Shouldn't be.
Well, like, suck it up and yell at my brain for me, because it's not like I get, like, the control.
If you startle with her, or startle her, or she, like, bumps into something, whatever in her hand is screwed. Like, her phone, doesn't matter. My mug, gone, I might have shattered.
No, listen. It's functional. It just doesn't have a handle.
She snapped the handle off my mug because she dropped it because she bumped her own self into a wall.
Hang on, no. I walked into a doorframe handle first. It broke off. I was startled. I dropped the mug, but it didn't break from the drop. It broke going
into the... You snapped the handle off on the doorframe?
That doorframe right there.
So you're just an idiot. You didn't even drop it.
I did drop it. It just didn't break.
Oh my god, you told me it's because you
I dropped it because I was like, oh my god, what was that? Let go of whatever you're holding.
Shattered my mug on the door? What kind of person are you?
Oh my God. Someone who isn't home right now. Knock, knock. I take messages.
Knock, knock. Get the door. It's depression. All right. What's the last one in this section?
That one's kind of sucky. I like this one.
Well, go ahead.
Who is most likely to marry a drug lord?
Okay, so...
So, like, my taste in fictional books... is very questionable.
See, but I have one up on you because my taste in actual men is very questionable, and I have already dated 3 drug dealers in my life.
Yeah, I haven't been down there, but, like, look at me.
Yeah, except I've already proved this. I've dated multiple drug dealers. Shout out to my ex-boyfriends.
Wait, but, like, to be fair, some of them you didn't know until you were dating them.
Nope.
Are you saying no to what I just said?
Yeah. At least, well, I guess some of them. Most of them Well, there's... I need to give these people alibis so I can talk about them with a name.
Oh, no. What? I was gonna suggest the name Jeff, and then I was like, no.
That's my stepdad. I know. But, okay, so we'll start with,
Thomas.
Thomas. Yep, sure. Thomas, I'm not sure how I'm supposed to let you know who this is, but I dated them for the first
time. Mouth it instead of...
I can't. It would make weird mouth noises. Let me write it down.
Oh, hey!
We have paper, y'all. You can't see this. I'm trying to communicate something to her real quick. So there was somebody I started dating back in third grade.
Okay, yeah. Oh, wait! I think I know that... Wait a minute.
So...
Hang on.
Yeah. Anyways, she's communicating by Piper while I try and explain this. No, not that one.
Then I don't know who that is.
We went to high school with him. He went to jail for me. Story time. Okay.
Story time. Okay.
I dated this guy, Alibi Thomas. That's not his name.
Unless it is.
He asked me out for the first time in third grade. I told him no. He asked me out again in fifth grade, and I said yes. And we dated for, like, 2 weeks, and then we broke up.
Can you really call that an ex, though?
Hang on. I dated him again in seventh.
And?
And it was, like, an actual relationship.
Well, yeah.
So I can call it an ex, because we did. We actually, like, we went out on dates and stuff.
I mean, but, like, to me, middle school...
Okay, but here's the story. This is why I definitely consider him an ex.
Okay.
His dedication was something else. So back in middle school, I was really bullied. Mm-hmm. Like, really severely. Shoved down staircases. That was my worst. I was shoved down a staircase with a handful of books, and the books hit me in the back of the head on the way down. So that was fun. Dragged down hills. I mean, had things thrown at me, thrown into lockers, etc., etc. Except I never actually fit in the locker, because, like, in middle school, our lockers were tiny. So, like, I would just get, like...
I don't think I've ever fit into my lockers since elementary school.
I never fit in a locker in elementary school. Our lockers were tiny. I don't know what kind of lockers
y'all
had.
Did you get, like, half lockers?
Yeah.
Because we got full ones.
Ugh, lucky.
No. But, like, that's just because, like, that's all they had.
True. We had half lockers. So I never actually fit into a locker, but they would shove me against the lockers, you know? Or push me under the floor. Whatever. Yeah. But it went farther than that. And people would try and follow me home and, like, jump me on the way home because I lived in a little bit of a ghetto area. And I would have to walk past the baseball fields and people would try to jump me. And one day, now you know. Well, I'm gonna bleep that. Thomas. he heard that somebody was supposed to be following me home and jumping me after school. So he went after them and jumped them instead. And punched him in the kidney and sent the kid to the hospital, and he ended up going to juvie because he ruptured his kidney. And that wasn't the last time that happened.
Oh, yeah.
It happened once more, where he shot a kid in the knee because the kid tried to jump him because they fought in school because me. Long story. But yeah, he went to jail for me twice. Yeah. Anyways, that's one of my exes. That's why I believe I would date a drug lord / marry. Was that the question?
Yes.
Mary? I would marry a drug lord. I feel like they're very protective. So that's my reasoning.
All right, so we'll go you.
Cool.
Awesome.
Quite a story time.
Your turn.
Oh, who's most likely to jump off of a moving train? Okay, cue her raising her hand, but I have to argue I would also love to try that, but I...
Oh, yeah, but here's the thing. Like, I don't want to do that, but the impulsive one between us that makes the worst impulsive decisions...
It's you.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, and I would love to, because that sounds, like, fun.
Oh, definitely.
Like, the scene from Divergent.
Oh, yeah.
But also, I'm a quivering wimp.
Well, me too. But if adrenaline takes over, I'm not there. That's adrenaline, L.
Yeah, you would have fun. I definitely agree you would probably jump off of a train. Of a moving train, specifically.
Oh, definitely. Because I don't understand what that's saying.
Ooh, okay, read it off and I'll explain both,
like,
versions.
Okay, so it says, who is most likely to have the most body count? And that I take in a murdery way, but, like...
It's also perceived as, like, body count is, like, how many people you've had sex with.
Oh!
But this one has also talked about drug lords and stuff, so I can't tell. So
I thought it was murder, and we already did that, murder. Was the thing.
Oh, yeah, okay, so...
So I was like, why would they have this and that, you know?
To have the most body count in terms of murder, it would be you.
Yes, but I have to go yell at another frog really quick.
Oh, I'm very really sorry. She's really upset with the frogs today.
God damn it!
Okay.
They left.
Oh, good. I'm so glad the frogs finally left you alone.
Yeah, they're scared. They got scared.
Yeah, they're just leaving.
Yeah.
And in terms of, like, if we're talking about, like, a sex body count, like, who's gonna have the most different people they've had sex with, we're both gonna be failures in that situation.
Yeah.
Catch two really cute college virgins. Hey. This is about to get personal.
Bold and Brash is about virginity, what you guys didn't know. Me.
Sorry, I'm drinking.
Into the nth dimension. Okay,
I had so much to drink right now. Yeah, I was hoping you would carry on the conversation, but you failed me.
I'm sorry. I'm sick as well.
I had to drink.
Hey, you guys got to take, like, a 2-second breather. I'm so glad that you guys got that.
Yeah, wait, hang on. I feel like we all just need to take a breath together.
Oh, yeah, a zen. Okay, let's have a zen moment.
All right, everybody just, like, take a breath with me. Ready?
Yeah, let's go.
In. Out. Oh, my God. I hate you.
I was waiting.
inviting to. Is that planned?
Yeah.
You're the worst kind of person. What if he's trying to fall asleep to us? You just woke them up.
Well, you're stupid. I mean, really? You clicked on this to sleep? I'm yelling.
I hope you guys fall asleep to our calm and soothing voices. Oh, that's gross. Anyways, I have to apologize for her. She's obnoxious.
I definitely am. And the fact that you are trying to make a zen moment just makes me want to ruin it. I'm sorry, by the way, because, like, I definitely sniffed into somebody's ear. But
I'm... This is an audio experience brought to you by Elle's Nose.
Brought to you by Audible.
No, stop. We don't have a sponsor.
Unless.
Audible, hit me up. Hit me up on Twitter.
Just like a sugar daddy, but it's Audible.
Oh my god, yes. We were talking about... Okay, hang on. So, off of these questions, we were talking about this at Six Flags.
Oh,
if
yeah.
you could have a company sponsor you, what company would it be? And you would get whatever that company sells for free for life.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what was your answer? I don't remember.
Oh.
I know we were talking about this, but I never, like, came to a conclusion.
Like, I think I said, like... Like, I know I jokingly said, like, UMG so that I can have all the songs.
Oh, shoot, sorry. UMG. That's one. I was thinking, like, what about, like, Google?
Yeah.
They just own anything.
Yeah.
All of
you
it.
You could literally own anything. Amazon? That's all mine.
Oh my god, yes. That would be cool. Like, a sugar daddy company. Like, you could just get free stuff from them.
Yeah.
Like, definitely. What did the Danny say? He said...
I feel like you said Kellogg's.
Kellogg's? No, he said a car company, like Toyota or something.
Oh,
except
yeah.
Except he's going to yell at me because I know it's not Toyota.
No, somebody said, I don't remember who, but somebody...
Lamborghini.
No, I think the other Danny, I think he said NASA.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Yeah.
And then we were arguing about where you would store a rocket ship because NASA doesn't have sheds.
But they definitely have a warehouse, and if they own a warehouse, you can use that warehouse. That's your warehouse. If you go to Google headquarters,
Stop.
You can
You're
just
going
walk
to-
in.
Don't hurt the mic. I'm trying to protect. Stop.
Take a seat at your own desk. Pick any of them. It's yours. Assert dominance over the Google employees.
T-pose to assert dominance. I have to sneeze. I'm so sorry if I sneeze.
Don't worry. I've sniffed and coughed and I'm sorry, listeners, but that's just who I am
Welcome
today.
Welcome to our sick podcast.
Welcome to the sick cast.
Oof.
The right. sickest of casts.
I'm trying to read. Some of these are kind of eh.
Yeah.
Who would most likely get detained for harassing a policeman?
You.
Excuse me, it'd be you.
I'm sorry, I'm terrified of the police.
So am I. You're impulsive.
Yeah, but I'm also entirely filled with anxiety.
I fear for my life, so.
Me too. All the time.
Maybe neither of us would.
Yeah.
Darn. What kind of picture is that?
Kevin Hart and...
That's not Kevin Hart.
That's
just a token black man.
No, those are both Kevin Hart.
That's just a black man.
Nope, that's Kevin Hart.
No, that's a woman. Okay.
You know, yeah.
Who would you think the most powerful woman in the world? Just call him sick. That's me.
Who is most likely to be an alcoholic?
Neither of us drink much alcohol at all. So I guess it would have to be me, because I've drank any alcohol.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah.
Alcohol.
Stop. I've literally had, like, one glass of, like, vodka and lemonade, and the rest of the things I've ever drank were pina coladas.
Ooh, this one.
Who's most likely to be successful as an on-air personality?
So which one of us do you think is better at this?
Oh.
Basically.
Let's leave this one up to the viewers.
Yeah, this one's
your
one.
You guys get to make the decision. Which one of us is better? Who do you like better?
Yeah, and so when/if she puts up the animation ones.
Yes.
Spam.
Also,
one person's name. Don't cough at me.
They, not she.
I'm sorry, I'm dead.
It's okay. I'm just going to make fun of you for it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when I put up the animations, why don't you make a comment who you like better? I hate both of us. So please
oh, yeah, absolutely.
Pick me or I'll cry.
But here's the thing.
What?
I'll cry too. You really have to just pick who you want to cry.
Oh. No, who you don't want to cry. Pick who's better and
oh,
they
yeah.
won't cry.
Yeah, save somebody from tears.
What if...
If you donate 1 cent today, you can save at least one of us from crying.
Please donate,
on the next
podcast. Please don't donate any money. Also, nobody's going to watch these, so it's okay.
Well, you know, we'll get, you never know.
3 votes.
Oh, good. Honestly, I'd be happy with any.
I'd be happy if a single person commented. I would probably cry and just be so happy. Although, I do have one video on my YouTube channel that has over 1,000 views.
Which one?
My emo morning routine.
Oh, yes!
It was actually, it was like a joke. It was like making fun
it was,
of it.
Yeah, it was like a, like,
oh, what do you call it? Ironic?
No. I'm thinking of a person's name. Oh. Johnny Gilbert. Like a Johnny Gilbert-esque.
Yes, it was very... I made fun of how many black clothes I had and how black my hair was and how long my bangs were. But yeah, that was a mood. Alright, most likely to rob a bank. You, most likely to become a nun.
Most likely to get a heart attack from watching a horror movie.
Me.
Oh, yeah.
I'm scared. Help.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I like spoilers. Don't move at all.
We both screamed at the new It.
Oh, yeah. The It 2?
There's a very specific scene where something jumps out at you, and we both screeched. I've never been so scared and also sad about the same movie.
I didn't really screech.
I did.
Jumped out of my skin and then started laughing into the next scene. Like, that's the only noise I made.
I screamed and buried myself into the armrest and then laughed because it was absolutely hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
So, what a mood. More beautiful as a mermaid? Me. Bite me.
Oh, my.
I had mermaid hair and you never have. I qualify as a literal mermaid.
How do you know? That I wouldn't be a better mermaid.
Because I'm better than you.
I wear more highlighter than you on a constant basis.
I don't know how to makeup. Mermaids don't wear makeup.
They would be underwater. Sorry.
They would be underwater.
Have you not seen those, like, display mermaids? Like, the people who, like, their job is to be a mermaid?
Yes.
They have makeup on.
Yeah, well, they're underwater. What's the point of makeup if you're underwater?
Well, they're, like, semi in water.
Oh, sorry, I just read ahead and I hate that. Who's the most likely to be the first to get deflowered?
Actually, we're not answering that.
That's disgusting. Who responds as deflowered?
Ew.
I'd like to keep my flowers.
Who is the most likely to be insecure? That's so mean.
It's me.
Yeah.
No,
I'm kidding.
Who's most likely to become a stripper? It's me.
Oh, it's you.
Most likely to embrace a friend in public.
You?
I'm so huggy. Most likely to try a threesome. It's you.
I just sit there with my mouth open. No, but that one made me think of you.
Oh, most likely to get the most tattoos.
Yeah, you already have 2.
And
for some
reason,
I wanted to say 3.
700 more planned.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
The next ones I'm going to get are going to be so cute. I'm getting a butterfly and a bee on my wrists.
Ooh, yeah.
Because my mom and my grandpa were the ones who raised me. So I'm getting a butterfly for my mom and a bee for my grandpa. So that's going to be, like, so cute. But also, here's the problem. I plan to teach in Japan, listeners. I plan to be an ESL teacher and go to Japan. Well, tattoos aren't exactly okay in Japan. It usually a tattoo in Japan means you work with the mafia. So I'm kind of
afraid. Just show off your butterfly, be like, I have a gun.
Well, like, it really is. It's like a very taboo situation.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to determine, like, do I want to get tattoos and look who I like?
Well,
look
to be
how I like, but
to be fair, like, Japanese culture is evolving at, like, a constant rate. And so by the time that you actually go there to do that job, that stereotype may have shifted, maybe not completely disappeared, but it may have shifted, you know?
You say that as if it's far in the future. I'll probably be in Japan in less than 5 years.
Yeah, so in like five years.
Oh god, that's terrifying.
But like, that culture is evolving at a constant rate.
Let's stop talking about my future. I'm starting to have a breakdown.
We aren't doing the future projection podcast today. We're doing who's more likely to, and so let's say, you know, which one of us is more likely to get probably mauled by a bear? I think that was a typo. Mauled?
No. Who's gonna get hauled by a bear?
Who's gonna get thrown over the shoulder of a bear and
just dragged?
Put into a haul UV. No, not UV.
A haul UV?
No. A U-truck? No.
A pickup truck?
No.
A U-haul?
U-haul! Who's gonna get put into a U-haul by a bear? I say it's me.
It's gonna be you. You can't even say U-haul. A haul UV. Oh, God. An SUV, but a haul.
Hey, guys, I'm going to show you my one SUV.
SUV haul.
It's a 5-second, like, YouTube video.
Here's my SUV. Bye. right. Most sarcastic is you.
Oh, thank you.
Most likely to be a nerd is both of us.
Yes, welcome to the nerd. Well, obviously, this is Bold and Brash, of course.
It's the nerd party. Who most likely to be awkward on her first date? Why do you say her? Excuse me.
Well, who do they think is going to click on these and use them? They probably have a female demographic.
I hate that.
Who would be most likely to be admitted into a psychiatric hospital?
Probably me.
Oh my god. Well, actually. Rock, paper, scissors for it.
Well, I am going
back to. Who gets medical treatment?
Actually, that is interesting, because even though I've been diagnosed with more things than you, you haven't gotten to go.
No, I haven't gotten to. Because, like, it's. Obviously, we're American. It's very difficult. Well, I'm sorry. They can hear us.
No, I was just like, hey, we're American.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were like, hey, don't tell them that we're American.
How dare you? I'm British. No.
No. But, like, it's hard to get any kind of mental health help. Yeah. So, like, as much. Like, the most that I can get is I go in for, doctor visits, and I get really crappy, the very first thing that they can think of, prescriptions that don't work, is what I get.
Yeah, no shame to medical doctors, or the MDs or the DOs out there, but you guys suck at prescribing medications for psychiatric problems.
Or even just going into depth on the problems, to be fair. Yeah, they don't care. I get waved through.
Yeah.
Like, I tried to get diagnosed with depression because I was really dealing with it, like, less than a year ago, and he refused to acknowledge that I tested extremely positive for that test.
You're a teenager. You don't have depression. You're just a teen.
I was 19 when I went in.
Doesn't matter. Teen.
Oh, no.
Are you under the age of 27? You're just a teen.
Oh, no.
No, I.
Here I was thinking that I got out of my teens and I'm right back in them.
Yeah, no. According to MDs, we're all just developing.
Yeah.
But.
So, honestly, who's most likely to? Whoever got the chance to go.
Yeah, we can both use it, I'm sure. Well, because I almost got put in back in sophomore year. I was diagnosed simultaneously, by the way, with depression, anxiety, and an eating disorder. All at once.
Hang on.
Thank you.
Round of applause for this feat.
Yeah, no. So they were like, if you don't start altering your eating habits, we're going to have to put you in an inpatient situation. Because at the time I weighed 110.8
You were a
pounds.
Tiny child.
Yeah. December 12th of 2016, I weighed 110.8 pounds, and numbers to this day are an obsessive thing of mine. Mm-hmm. I can only think about numbers. But, like, yeah, so I almost got put in one, and now I'm going back to therapy, so who knows what's gonna happen. I'm trying to get back into therapy right now, because I think I have another thing I can be diagnosed with. Not that I want to be, but that I need
help
with.
But, you know, it helps to know what you have, so that you know how to treat it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's really all I do. I go to therapy long enough to figure out how to deal with something. And that's why I stopped going to therapy, because my therapist left and went to Nevada.
Yeah, she's gone.
Yeah. Literally the same week I started taking antidepressants, my therapist went to Nevada and never came back. So, it's been fun. But I'm going back, hopefully, to start looking into borderline personality disorder. So, hopefully I can get help for that. Who would most likely gone to a gay club? That's me.
Well, okay.
Who's most likely to commit suicide over a scandal?
Oh my god!
Over a scandal specifically.
I'm looking for a good way to, like, a good question to end us on.
Yeah, exactly. Who's gonna commit suicide over our first podcast scandal?
Oh, okay. So here's what we'll do.
Okay.
What do you think our first scandal is gonna be, and who's gonna commit suicide over it?
Shoot. I'm already looking for a reason to commit suicide. Sorry.
Welcome to humor. Bold and Brash, where we're suicidal.
Oh god, I hate it. Okay,
I'm gonna say that, like, one of us is gonna slip up and say the wrong thing.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
So many people are gonna be mad at me already for correcting you on my gender pronouns, even though it's a joke.
No, people will be mad at me.
Oh, are they? Maybe. Oh no.
I said the SHE word.
Not she.
Oh no.
No, but I will legit get people who are going to be angry that I corrected you. They're going to be people who are angry that you didn't immediately snap on to the perfect pronouns.
Oh no.
So those are going to come after us. Those. I don't give them a name. One of us is going to say something wrong. I don't know what it's going to. It's probably going to have to do with either gender or sexuality. One of us is going to share, like, a view or, like, an abortion definitely. View or something, or a religion view.
Oh, my God. Let's have
a religious episode.
Yeah, a religious episode and or a episode completely devoted to pro-choice.
Oh, yeah. We're going to get in so much trouble. That's going to be our scandal. Yeah, so that's going to be our scandal.
Yeah, because, like, I'm not scared about shying away from those topics. It's not like there's no one else on my side.
True. But actually, here's the thing. I won't kill myself about that kind of scandal because it's a scandal about me standing up for what I believe in.
Yeah, definitely.
So I wouldn't want to kill myself.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't commit suicide over that scandal.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm trying to think, what kind of scandal would want me to kill myself?
Well, here's the thing. What if something that you said and or a view that you shared made, like, a bunch of people in your life, maybe friends or maybe family, completely cut you off?
My friends and family already hate me.
To pretend like that's more escalated, because they don't.
I know they don't. No, but, like, if I shared all the views I had currently with my family, I would be excommunicated.
Oh, yeah, me and my dad's side of the family, definitely.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Me with my mom's side, specifically.
Yeah. So, guys, comment below if you're watching the, what do you call those? The videos?
The animations?
Yeah, the animations. If you're watching an animation, comment below which side of the family would disown you for your views.
Mine's my mom, and hers is her dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, my dad's side, they can't even judge me. They're all drug addicts.
Yeah, I got all my mental problems from my mom's side of the family.
See, all my mental problems are from my dad's side.
Dude, high five. Alright, so hang on, let's wrap up a little bit.
Oh, God.
Alright, so.
What are we wrapping up on?
Just the podcast. Oh, so, yeah. Like, this is Bold and Brash. Thank you for listening to us.
This has been the first episode.
Yeah, the first episode.
Hopefully of many.
Yeah, so I can't, like, remember exactly what you do on here. I think you follow podcasts.
But yeah, I'm not entirely sure. Subscribe to podcasts or follow
or subscribe. Whichever one. Do that for this one.
Ding that bell, guys.
Let's pretend we're making a YouTube video. Ding the bell, hit subscribe, like this video.
Shares are a little low this month. If anybody gets that joke, please let me know.
How about somebody make me a video response to this?
That would be cool.
Oh my God. Don't you miss those video responses?
Video responses are such a throwback.
Dude. Such a good way to binge content.
Make me a podcast response.
Yeah,
make me a podcast of you listening to my podcast.
Make your own podcast about this one episode of a podcast.
Analyze it in depth. Please.
Yes, please. Just any kind of, or just like, I don't know.
Any type of interaction.
Yeah.
Honestly, we're both very sad. Just fill us with your love.
Yeah, I need attention. Please.
Please.
But anyway, yeah. Okay, so I'm Elle.
And I'm Alex.
And thank you for listening.
To Bold and Brash.
More like belongs in the trash.
Bold and Brash.
And this won't be the only episode, I promise. We'll do more. I'm much more good about it.
Actually, we have a whole list of episodes planned in the future.
Yeah, also, if you guys want to reach out to us, you can suggest.
Yeah, ask us questions. We'll set up a Q&A on our Twitters if we get a chance. If this gets any type of following, if you guys have any questions for us.
Oh, yeah. I mean, because there's no way to tell.
Suggestions, yeah.
We're unknowns, but, like, that's what everyone starts out as.
True.
So, like, say something. I don't know. Say something, people over the internet.
Somebody had to be PewDiePie's first follower.
Oh,
will
yeah.
you be that for us?
Yes.
Well, PewDiePie, shout us out.
I already have followers, but, like, I want more.
On podcasts.
Oh, definitely.
Specifically.
Yeah. You don't have
or just
everywhere.
On here, except for me. I'm following you.
Are you?
Yeah.
I'm not following you.
Well.
Well, I don't know. I think I'd have to. No.
This is the only podcast you can follow. I have nothing you could follow.
How am I following my... You know what, guys? Thanks for listening.
And yeah, and hopefully this will be a weekly thing. Tune back every Monday. No.
There will be new podcasts. I can't guarantee you a schedule, especially on our first episode, but there will be more.
We'll figure it out around our college schedules. But yeah, please return, and thank you guys so much. And
okay, so should we do some, like, kind of, like...
We need an outro.
ASMR.
Ooh, yeah, wait.
Get oh, wait, those no, tweezers hang on, in hang on,
here. Hang on. Oh. Oh, yeah.
Oh, look at that typing.
Oh, listen to that typing.
I hate it. It's really buttering my noodles, you know?
Wait.
Oh, my God, ASMR.
Ugh.
Thank you for listening.